Good morning, Tony. Thank you for having me back again. You know, the amateur back. What can I say?
Yeah, I it was cool. I always call it that, but I mean, I from what I've seen, it's way, way, way above all of that stuff, and is as good as anything you'll see on the West End stage. And well, I'm guessing that this year you've had one production already, haven't you?
We did. We had September Tide back in May.
How did it go?
It went well. It was a lovely piece. Unfortunately, it's one of those things people only know Daphne du Maurier really for Rebecca, and you know it's an unknown piece, and so we didn't quite get the audiences in. I mean, I don't know whether it's a systematic of theatre at the moment, whether it is the cost of living crisis. You know, trying to get audiences in the door is challenging.
I think for anything, it's challenging. I'm not quite sure that it's actually the cost of living that's the problem there. I think there are so many things to choose from, and you clearly can't do them all.
Yeah.
You do the big one. I mean, the one we're going to be talking about, Clue, based on a game called Cluedo, of course, is probably going to attract far more attention than anything else. It's colourful. It just has that appearance of being very funny. And of course, people like to be made to laugh.
Indeed.
And well, that's what you're here to talk about today, actually.
I am indeed. And it's almost like this is a passion project for me.
Yeah,
it is indeed. It's as you said, it's based on the board game Cluedo, which is, you know, the game that we all loved as kids.
Yeah.
But it's also based on the classic, almost cult film, the 1985 film Clue, which starred Madeleine Kahn and Christopher Lloyd and Tim Curry.
Oh.
And it's one of those pieces that I've wanted to do for a long time, and it's definitely up my street, the sort of the 39 steps, the craziness. And I keep saying, this is actually, if anyone saw my 39 steps, this is 39 steps on steroids.
Yeah, well, I did see it, didn't I? And I have to say, that was absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of other of your productions that have been very, very good. And this, as I say, just reminds me instantly of playing Cluedo as a younger person. I'm just trying to imagine how you cast Professor Plum, Miss Scarlet, Mrs. White, Mr. Green, Mrs. Peacock, and all important Colonel Mustard. I have you in line for that somehow.
Well,
but
I'm
producing, aren't you?
I'm directing, and the first time said since 39 Steps, so this is my baby. It is interesting, right? Because you said you know them as characters, but how do you actually bring them to life? And it's, you know, I don't think people have got preconceptions of what they are. They just, the names bring up ideas and bring up pictures and everything else. But it's a wonderful piece. I mean, it's very physical comedy. It almost reminds me in a way of a Harold Lloyd or a, you know, Buster Keaton. It is so fast, so furious. And it's not just an adult play. I mean, this is something that the kids will absolutely laugh with, the slapstick that goes on there as well.
It does sound right up your street, actually,
when
you describe it like that. I see, I notice it's based on a screenplay by Jonathan Lynn. Now, I've got to ask the question, is he the guy that was behind Yes, Prime Minister?
Yes, he was.
I
absolutely
thought he was.
And it was interesting, yeah, because he wrote the original one, and it was supposed to be the film, because he wrote it for the film. The film was supposed to be directed, I believe, by David Lerner, who did American Werewolf, etc. He couldn't do it, and actually, Jonathan actually directed the film as well. And then it's been adapted for stage by a lady called Sandy Rustin. And yeah, it is just fun. I mean, it's obviously, because it's Clue, it's the Americanized version of Cluedo. But it is still, you know, it is still Colonel Mustard, still Miss Scarlet, etc. But it's set in the McCarthy days in America.
Oh, right, in the 50s then.
Exactly.
50s, 60s, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good. It's described here as an hilarious farce meets murder mystery. The mind boggles absolutely at that.
Well,
is this where the director's mind takes us, is it?
Well, scarily, as you've seen with 39 Steps, my mind takes us everywhere.
Yeah.
And unlike 39 Steps, which was all about, you know, some of the wonderful projections and things we could do, I've really challenged the set team this time. There are 16 different entrances and exits on stage.
16?
16.
The stage is not that big, surely.
Yeah, you'll have to come and see it. 16. Yeah. As usual, I've gone a bit bonkers. Anyone who works with me and whatever knows I'm a bit crazy. So yeah, this is something that, again, I've just taken in my mind and taken it three levels up.
Yeah. This is one of the things with the Oxted players. I mean, the amount of talent you have there is quite extraordinary. And it's not just related to acting or directing. You've got people that put these sets together, haven't you?
Oh, they're fantastic. They've done and I know they're working really hard on this. And they're really enjoying it because I think they like to be challenged as well. Mm. So, yeah, they're really excited by it, particularly some of the more unusual entrances and exits that you will see as well. They're not all just doors.
How much preparation have you needed to put this on? Because it's on in about a month's time, isn't it?
A lot. I say the rehearsals are not normal because normally rehearsals, you know, you sit there and you rehearse lines and you get characterizations. So half the rehearsals are doing that. Half the rehearsals are literally about the movement.
Right.
And the slapstick, and there's lots of, you know, trips, flicks, punches, kicks, falls, drop. It's everything. Yes,
I'm laughing and just hear it, just listening to all this. It sounds like it's more than your average read through.
Oh, it is absolutely. I said it's one of the funniest things that I've ever seen. It's not been done that much in the UK as well. Yeah. So it's been fairly heavily in America. I know there was a professional company that went around and did Cluedo a couple of years ago, which they adapted from this. So this is something that is, you know, not a lot of people will have seen it, and it is. It's just the trouble I've got now is just stopping the cast laughing and actually getting down and rehearsing.
You've got the talent there to do this, haven't you?
I do, and in fact, you know, I've got two of my cast returning from 39 Steps as well, so they're fully aware of how bad I am.
Oh, I'm going to come and see this. I promise you, I'm going to come up and watch this one. It's on. It's on from Tuesday the 15th of October to Saturday the 19th of October. And you were talking about Finnegar Theatre. It's on the Barn Theatre in Oxted.
Yep.
Now, if you go to the West End and see something like this, it would cost you, what, 50, 60 quid for a ticket?
I think more than that from what I'm hearing. I mean, I've heard there's a tour of another similar thing. Even the tour, the top price tickets are about £100.
Yeah, and this, well, you can get tickets for 15 quid. So there's no excuse for not having a full house every night, I don't think, really. sounds like you're going to have fun with this.
We are, and the other wonderful thing is we've tried to, again, we talked before we even opened about how difficult it is sometimes to get people into the theatres nowadays. Yeah. So we're trying to do something very, very different on the publicity. And we've actually had full-size cardboard cutouts of the characters made, and they are moving around different shops inside Oxted. And, you know, you can see them there. And one of the wonderful establishments here called the Cattle and Cocktail is actually making a cocktail for each of the six.
Oh, wonderful.
Which they will sell, and they're doing a pre-theatre supper for us at discounts. You know, that's what so pleases me about the Oxted players and what we have around here. It's the community and what we're doing, and you know, which again, we're trying to take that to a different level as well now. So it's been great fun.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. As I say, I'm going to get down there for this one. I mean, it's, how do you actually manage to put it on at that price? Because I mean, clearly there's a lot of work gone in. There's a lot of skill. There's a lot of talent. I know that. This is why I call it Amdram. Nobody gets paid for doing this, do they? But you've still got all the other costs that are associated with putting on a performance.
It is hugely expensive, and I think that's the challenge that we all have. We go into the Barn Theatre, which is a lovely thing, but it's not free. It's not our theatre. Obviously, electricity costs have gone up dramatically. Every cost, pieces of wood have gone up dramatically. So it is very, very difficult. And to even break even on a show like this, we have to sell 60% of our tickets to just break even.
Well, I mean, you deserve every seat to be sold to make a little bit back to help you with your costs and future productions as well.
Thanks.
It is, of course, Clue. It's on stage on the 15th, or from the 15th to the 19th of October. So every evening at 7:30, there is a matinee on the Saturday. I think it's just the one matinee, isn't it?
It is on the Saturday, yeah.
2:30 start for that. It's at the Barn Theatre, Oxted. If you want to know more about that, or you want to get tickets, go to the Oxted Players website. It's oxtedplayers.co.uk. Because not only will you find out about Clue, you will find out about one of my other favourite subjects, pantomime.
No, it isn't.
Oh, yes, it is, I'm afraid. You're doing Dick Whittington this year, aren't you?
We are. Yeah, it's and the nice thing again is this: it's been written by one of our own team, actually two of our own team.
Yeah.
So and directed obviously by the writer this time as well. So.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so he actually wrote our pantomime last year as well. So he's gone one step further, written this and actually directing it this time.
Yeah, looks like fun. Dick Whittington and his cat. Yes. I hasten to add that the cat is in there as well. You don't have a live cat for that, surely, do you?
No. You have some crazy person, not like me. I've given up.
Yeah.
But in a cat suit, yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Tickets for that also £15. This is from the 10th of January to the 18th of January. It's obviously 2025. It's again at the Barn Theatre. Tickets are also available from the oxtedplayers.co.uk. Sounds like you guys have an enormous amount of fun doing all these bits and pieces.
Well, we do, and we try and obviously plan ahead. You know, there's you have to nowadays to try and think. So we've obviously got, we're running two shows next year as well, and we also are doing our Fringe next year, which is going to be something special as well next year, because we are actually doing an old time musical in association with the British Legion for the 80th anniversary of the end of the war.
And yeah.
All the proceeds for that's going to go to the charity. So, yeah.
Wow. I mean, it's actually a timely reminder for many people, I think, really. I saw a piece the other day that said that most people, of course, won't remember even the Second World War now. For those of us of a certain age, it seems like it wasn't too far back. But in fact, it was a long time ago now, wasn't it?
Indeed, it was. 80 years since the end of the war.
Yeah, so a very timely reminder for many people. There's a serious message behind that, I would guess, too. But that's for next year.
Yeah.
For now, we've been talking about Clue, and we've been talking about Dick Whittington. It's almost like the silly season's come early, isn't it, really?
But I think what you said, Tony, is right. I think nowadays also I think getting audiences in, people want to laugh.
Yes.
And I think, you know, you try and, well, either people want to laugh or people want to be thrilled. I think, you know, serious drama, I think, does struggle a bit. I mean, it is a shame because there's some lovely drama out there. And I think particularly with, as you said, amateur theatre, it's one of those things you either get, you're either lucky and you're a amateur group that has a, you know, you're in a big city and have a big following. But if you're in a small place like Oxted, it is about trying to get people to come and have a laugh, because there's a lot of places doing, you know, pubs and clubs, and everybody is having live music and everything else. And you said people are chasing the almighty dollar.
They are. I mean, the thing I've seen, I mean, it's like trying to find something to watch on television these days. Lots and lots of reality stuff where there used to be lots of drama and lots of good comedy and that, which just doesn't exist anymore. So lots of people would be actually wondering what on earth you're all about. So to anybody that would say that, I would say go buy yourself a couple of tickets, get down there to the Barn Theatre in October. And watch Clue, because I think it's going to be wonderful.
Well, as you said, the other thing you said, Tony, I think it was written originally by Jonathan Lynn, who, you know, Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, which is probably, for me, the funniest British comedy that was ever written.
It's certainly up there, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean, some of the monologues that were involved in that were just
the
hilarious.
Humphrey Appleby. Yeah.
That's the one I remember well. Giving the age away. How are the ticket sales going, by the way?
They're going well. They're very solid. You know, obviously, we'd like to get more, but, you know, it's still about 4 or 5 weeks away, but, you know, and it's definitely building. Certainly, the last two nights are doing very, very well. But,
yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm hoping you've got tickets for the Saturday night, because I'm going to say we're going to book a couple of tickets and come up and see that one. Because, oh, yeah, I mean, I've always enjoyed the stuff that you've done. And this one, well, it just looks straight out of the top drawer, I think, from what
I
can see.
I certainly hope so. Well, you know who to blame if you don't like it.
I do. And that's half the problem, isn't it? Phil, thank you for talking to us today. I wish you well with Clue and the pantomime. Oh, yes, we do. And, well, we'll catch up with you very soon. For now, Phil,
brilliant.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Danny.